Henry had a very good debate the other day. He told me, well, you kill more insects than you eat vegetables. He's right. He's right. If we can go all the way, we eat less vegetables. We eat vegetables, we know there's no pesticide. I mean, you know, you can go as much as you can. But the thing is, more important than just working on that, all the high lamas in Tibet ate meat, but they still gain attainments. They can still die at will. They still take rebirth. Kepcha Sarangji ate meat his whole life. But I can't follow what Kepcha Sarangji did because I'm not equal to him. But he ate meat his whole life. My point is what? Is he still became very attained. But that ate meat, he still became attained. So instead of focusing just on the meat thing, meat is obviously negative and it's a very wrong view for people. So just don't do it. That's it. It may not be less karma, it may be more, made equal, but meat is an internationally accepted view that it's bad as a Buddhist. So, of course, what Henry said is very true. I thought about it. Yeah, eating vegetables is just as bad, but we got to eat, so we have to collect some negative karma. Being samsara, you do collect some negative karma. There's no way to avoid it. But to make up for that, why don't you do more Dharma practice? Why don't you become a monk? Why don't you be a nun? You know, why don't you practice compassion? Why don't you do more prostrations? Why don't you do 35 confessional Buddhas and cut for it? So, in samsara, it's inevitable. Even you don't want to, you have to collect negative karma. Do you know why? It's like being born in a ghetto. Inevitably, you're going to be sucked into the crime and the difficulties and all the bad language and what's going on there, because you're born there. How can you be born as a pig and not be a pig? So if you're born as a human in the human realm, inevitably you have to collect negative karma because you're born from negative karma. You understand? You are fundamentally born from negative karma, and the good things that happen is the good merits that spring up to give you a chance to release yourself. But fundamentally it's from negative karma. Taking rebirth without control is from desire. So there's no way to avoid eating animals or killing animals, you know, but we make it less. So Henry is very good with that debate. I like it. It's very good. I like very much. It made me think more. So I thought, well, we have to make it up. So therefore, just teaching here is not the name of the game for liaisons or anyone, heads of departments. When you're going outside, not being bitchy, the way you walk, the way you move, the way you present yourself is a Dharma teaching, is a body Dharma teaching. Hence we have purification of the body. People say, I don't kill, I don't collect negative karma. No, not. If you walk around arrogantly and you have ugly, evil eyes at people all the time, that's negative karma using your body. You give a lot of people evils, you'll be born in brickfields in your next life. I mean, come on. You can collect all types of negative body karma. It doesn't have to just be bubbly and killing people and stealing. There's so many subtle variations of our body. We walk around without pride, we think we're somebody, and we put everything down, and we wave our hair, we wave our toupee, here and there, we think we're great, we give people evils, and we're bitchy. That's negative karma all the way. So therefore, practice. Practicing Dharma, and gaining attainments, and you teach, the effect is huge. All the great lamas have said that. Jangbong Lama Tsonglapa Chenpu has said that. The great Pabongpa Dorje Chang in his Lamrim Lachang, liberation, the door, liberation in the palm of your hand has said that. There is no doubt. And if you read any of the great Indian treaties, such as Nagarjuna or Chandrakirti or Shantideva, they all mention the same thing. Hence, stop labeling yourself as, I'm a layman, so I have to do that. Look, you can be a layman, but you can become more monkly as a layman. You can be more nun-like. So you don't have to give up everything as a layman, but don't use the layman as an excuse to be more of a layman. Don't use that as an excuse. And people use that because they're covering their attachments and desires. Go all the way with Dharma. Become a bodhisattva teacher. Become a bodhisattva-like teacher, whether you're lay or ordained. Every action of your body, speech, and mind should be a method to conquer the other person's mind or plant a seed. And hence, Vajrayogini's practice will be so beautiful for all of us. Because when you receive the Vajrayogini practice, and you do, You do up to the fifth yoga. Now, you do the 11 yogas, make it simpler. When you do Vajrayana's practice, when you do the 11 yogas, it says specifically in Vajrayana's teachings that whoever sees you will be planted with Vajrayana's seeds in their mind. So it in fact encourages you to be in the public eye as much as possible to plant seeds.